The toy industry also may be jittery after a year of nonstop recalls. On Friday, we focus on your money, and today, your spending on toys. More than 20 million toys were recalled this year because of lead paint violations, magnets, or small parts that children could swallow. Most of these toys were made in China. The industry has scrambled to address the problem and reassure shoppers. Still, it's unclear how much has changed. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has this first of two reports.
Americans buy about 3 billion toys a year, some of them here at Top 10 Toys in Seattle, one of the largest independent toy stores in the Northwest.
Mommy, look.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Toy recalls this year prompted store owner Alan Rickard and his staff to pay extra attention to where toys are made and what they're made from. Much of that information is now available to shoppers in a big white binder.
So, for example, here's something from Bellatono.
The letter says its paints are certified non-toxic. The binder is filled with similar letters and statements from toy makers around the world.
This is new. All this material has come within the last month or two from manufacturers rushing to reassure us that their products are okay, which is great.
It suggests, he says, that many companies now view toy safety as something they must attend to, even something that could give them a competitive advantage. Overall, 50% more toys were recalled this year than last. The Consumer Product Safety Commission cites two deaths related to choking on a screw from a kid's tool bench. The agency says it knows of no deaths or injuries related to lead paint. Today, the pressure for safer toys is coming from many directions. Julie Valise of the Consumer Product Safety Commission notes there's more scrutiny than in the past.
The CPSC has done more investigations, but industry has done more investigations as well. It's their obligation to make sure the products they are bringing into the United States meet safety standards.
Mattel says it's increased oversight of suppliers, including increased testing and unannounced inspections. On the retail side, the two biggest toy sellers, Walmart and Toys R Us, say they, too, are requiring more accountability, inspections, and testing. Jerry Storch is the CEO of Toys R Us.
In the past, it was probably more common to test, for example, the first toys to roll off the line, and then to go back and test periodically. What we are now requiring, and what we believe many of them have moved to on their own, is that every batch of every product be tested.
Despite all those efforts, many toys containing toxic chemicals are still on the shelves. This week, a coalition of environmental health groups released results showing substantial amounts of lead in roughly one of every six toys tested. Toy safety advocates and many in the industry are pushing for tougher standards, and they believe the Consumer Product Safety Commission needs additional authority and funding. Congressional legislation to beef up the agency could be passed by the end of the year. There's one other factor worth noting since the recalls. Today's shoppers, they're more aware of toy safety than in the past. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.